The week of January 28th, Arnprior Mayor Walter Stack sent a letter to residents asserting his belief that racism in Arnprior is not systemic. Outrage ensued from BIPOC residents who felt this letter was a blatant disregard of their voices. Here is Sophie Smith-Dore, an Indigenous woman and social justice advocate living in Arnprior, on her reaction to the letter.
I just was so outraged that there was this privileged white man saying to his BIPOC constituents, no, your experiences aren't real.
The mayor wrote that he believes there are individual biases in Arnprior that lead to unfortunate situations, but he does not believe there is systemic racism. Arnprior racial justice advocate Katie Perfitt explains the definition of systemic racism.
So the definition that I put in here, which I had pulled from some different anti-racism resources, was racism itself is the marginalization and oppression of Black, Indigenous, and people of color based on a socially constructed racial hierarchy that privileges white people. Systemic racism means that this racism is actually embedded as a normal practice within society and that it can lead to issues such as discrimination in the criminal justice system, in employment, housing, healthcare, political power, and education, among other issues.
According to the American Psychology Association, systemic racism can be described as a system of assigning value and allocating opportunity based on skin color. Smith-Dore feels Stack's letter is a demonstration of this.
In his letter, he suggested that his background and family history of more than a century affords him the right to know what is good for Arnprior more than someone who is new to the town. Visible minorities in this community have not been part of his landscape for as long as his family history. Most visible minorities are actually newcomers to this town, like myself. And some aren't even here yet, right? Arnprior is growing so quickly. And so suggesting his family history gives his opinion a more worthy authority is systemic racism in action.
Ro Usu, a Black yoga teacher who works in Arnprior, says that the rules, regulations, and opportunities in Arnprior do not provide a space for BIPOC and other marginalized people to put forth anything. She said she was especially frustrated that the mayor could put forward this letter, but if a marginalized person tried, they would not be able to do the same. Smith-Dore says the letter actually ended up silencing BIPOC voices.
One thing that Mayor Stack has brought up is that the absence of voices within the BIPOC community, and I'm always hesitant to identify myself in the BIPOC community because I am white passing, and so although I am Indigenous, and so I use that more of a privilege to speak because I don't face the racism that the others do. But the thing that I want to make clear is that I and others within our anti-racism sort of background conversation community conversations have been hearing is many, many BIPOC community members that we've reached out to ask to comment or ask to reach out to CBC on their request have decided not to reach out of fear. And while the mayor is literally standing up like the big bully and saying, no, this doesn't exist, you're wrong. And these people, BIPOC community members who've been facing discrimination and racism their entire lives, to be honest, it is almost a trauma. And it's a trauma that makes us fearful to stand up.
Aside from the lack of opportunity for BIPOC to voice their opinions, Katie Perfitt said that she had heard many other stories of BIPOC people facing discrimination in Arnprior.
So I think what's important is that, like I am a white person, so I'm not going to share anyone's specific stories, but I think what's really important to note about systemic racism is that it is so embedded that it can go unquestioned. It's normal practice. But some of the stories that we saw were ones where people would be discriminated against at our local hospitals. Children would experience racism in the school system. I think those two were the ones that stuck out to me the most. And then I think some other things that people started to point out were, there are no employees in our town that aren't at least white passing.
I actually purchased myself and delivered to town council 7 copies of the book White Fragility. And I dropped them off under the context of this being anti-racism education, which of course is true. It is. And I know for a fact that 2 council members for sure have read it, and both of them were astounded at what they didn't know that they didn't know. And I'm pointing them down and saying no. So you're denying systemic racism, but also preventing that from changing, which is a very confusing message.
For CHUO-FM, this is Gabby Kalugai-Kasuga.